Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five targets. Five catches, 93 yards. Cousins going that way again. He's got it. Touchdown. What a night for Kyle Pitts.
I'm just such an Al Michaels fan. And I even this morning on Bet Sweats, I hear like just what he doesn't have on his fastball.
Mm-hmm.
That's just perfect. Your ears aren't bleeding because he's so loud. Like, pretty much all the other guys are just shouting all the time. And it's that little, it doesn't sound like anything, but you don't get it from even other top guys often enough. What a night. Like, that's just right. Sort of a little, Costas was always great at this. Like a little bit of an ability to see the bigger picture in the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's really like, there's nothing, it doesn't rhyme. There's no fancy, there's not gonna be a billboard. There's no, like, nothing exceptional. None of his colleagues in a rush to his defense. Like, oh, he just thought of that. And it's simple, but it's great. That's all I need from these guys. It's just like, you have to have a big enough brain, but what a night for Kyle Pitts. Like, that, what a night it was. And that was only his second touchdown. He ended up with three. A guy that has made fantasy players nuts since he entered the league. 5 years ago, didn't we say this yesterday? Pitts is in his fifth season,
right?
But he's still a year younger than Kincaid.
Right.
And you give him, it's like Flacco with Chase, Brissett with McBride. You give him a quarterback that's just like sort of letting it out and no London. And look at it. Man, good luck to you if you had to face Kyle Pitts in your fantasy playoffs. In FFPC, 51 for Pitts. Tough to beat that. Sam Panayotovich with us from BetSweats on the BetMGM Network. Sam, I believe you're in New York today.
Yes, sir. One more night in New York. Back tomorrow on the beautiful Amtrak train. It's funny you bring up Kyle Pitts. I think of two things. When I think of a player, I think of, did he either make me or cost me money? There was a stretch from his final game. They were like a 17-point dog against Alabama in the SEC championship. And he went off in that game. They covered. And then when it came time to bet Pitts in the draft, his over-under was 5.5. And most people are like, oh, tight end's not going top five. We were betting under 5.5. We bet under 4.5. He went fourth overall. He made me a lot of money back in the day,
Pitts. Nice. Nice.
So you're probably prone to being more patient with this player, is what you're saying, right? That just sort of shades how, like, you know, his fantasy failures don't for you. The earlier success offsets that for you, probably. So good.
Yes. I think that's fair. also one of the greatest patterns in sports right now. I told Joe this morning, Pitts' first year, he caught one touchdown. Year two, two. Year three, three. Year four, four. This is year five. He's got four grabs for a touchdown. Do we get to five?
I'd like to think so now. Three last night. That gets him to four for
right,
the year.
He only had one before last night.
I think of, I know you know Ian Harditz, Sam. Ian would like to point out that one in his rookie year was in London against a Jets defensive tackle who was covering him. So he wanted an asterisk even on the one that he pulled down as a rookie. How about catch a touchdown in North America if you're so good? How about do that? Well, you know, he's getting rolling.
So how much of a wild ride was last night for you with the way that it ended?
In terms of what, NFL?
Yeah, just yeah, like yeah. I mean, as far as the outcome of the game, you know, did you get broken or were you on Atlanta?
I had Mike Evans, but I had him the wrong way. I had him to score a touchdown. I spent 5 minutes telling Joe it was going to be a vintage Evans night, and then I didn't bet receptions over or yards over. I bet touchdown, which did not happen. But he was as good as we remember, right? I. Joe and I were so disgusted talking about that game. We're like, this game sucks. Nobody's going to watch it. Nothing's going to happen. And it was a really good game from what I can gather. I didn't see a single snap. Yeah, it would have been a nice over to have almost 60 points in that one. But
and it
didn't
looked
do
it,
much.
It looked great, too. They had the creamsicles against the old Atlanta red helmets, and it looked aesthetically pretty pleasing, I'd say.
Oh, the black jerseys with them, the red helmets with the black bird?
Yep.
Ooh.
You put those two teams together, you seem to get – it's a nice combo. Not just what they wear. A couple of games.
Right.
Both games this year were super close. The Thursday night game last year that went off. So let's see if we can keep that going next year, Atlanta and Tampa. Sam, I've described you today as the biggest Bills backer in the betting space. I think that that's got to be true. And as you have made no secret of, you keep adding on to your investment in the Bills in the Super Bowl. I know it's a futures bet, and this game is interesting, almost maybe a little bit ironic in how, for what it looks like in the standings, it's not that important to the outcome in the division. I mean, the Bills can't win the division if they lose Sunday, but they are, you know, down a little bit bad to win it anyway, if they even win this game. So how are you looking at Sunday with the bets you've made in mind?
Right. A loss barely impacts their playoff chances, too.
Right. And that's what I'm going to have to defend myself with on Monday if the Bills lose this game. I think some people are taking it the wrong way, like I'm guaranteeing the Bills are going to beat the Patriots, and I never said that. I don't have a dollar on Sunday's game. I have plenty of dollars on Buffalo big picture, but they could lose this game and still make a playoff run. My belief in Buffalo has always been it's the quarterback in the postseason and no Mahomes. And the more unlikely it's looked for Kansas City, remember we had this conversation 3 weeks ago, the Chiefs were like minus 200 to make the playoffs. And I'm like, you know, you're watching TV and Stephen A. Smith's like, they're going to win 5 out of 6. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, no, they're not. So if you're able to ignore the noise and just kind of bet more Buffalo based on their path without Mahomes and Burrow and maybe Lamar now, that's all it is. It's funny, though, because Felica, we do bear bets every week, and he's like, the Bills aren't that good. And then at the end of the show, this guy's like, I just bet the Bills win the division. I'm like, what? Like, you're not even, you know, that's us gambling guys. Most of us, like, we have a take and then a number changes and our take right. will change. So Bears like, oh, well, they're not winning the Super Bowl, but they'll win the East. And I'm like, okay, well, I'd rather bet Super Bowl because I believe in that more because I believe in them in the playoffs. I personally don't care if they win the East. Now, if they beat New England and win out and the Patriots slip up again, of course I will accept the number one seed and the home field, but I don't expect it.
This is really where I've learned from you and Joe, but I think more from you in this one, which is like what you're describing with Chris Felica is it's just really all about the price. We've asked you, when we got to know you, we'd ask you all the time, like, what do you think of this? Like, well, I liked it more when it was 8-1 than when it was 5-1. You know, like whether that's MVP or different things. And like I bet Kansas City when Joe was on the air with us one day to miss the playoffs at +750, and that was before they came here. I think that was the week of the Bills game, the Chiefs Bills game, and I've already cashed out on that because it was like I was going to win whatever. And they're offering me almost as much, so I don't need to see it through. And plus Indy, Sam, like that's another one where I got under 11.5 wins when they were 8-2, and now they'd have to win out without Jones to do it. And like I'll just take the offer because it's almost the full amount.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I Philip Rivers might ruin your cereal. You know, they might go 4-0 with Rivers. Not. I heard that the other day. Hey, what do you think about Rivers 18-1 comeback player? I almost hung up the phone. I almost hit block. No, like stop.
But
to your point though about numbers, right? When Flacco came back the year he won comeback player, there was 100-1 in the market on comeback player. And Flacco also had 5 games. Rivers, even if he plays this weekend, which is not a sure thing, the most he can play is 4. But his price is 18-1. I'm like, I can't. I'd rather light money on fire.
Yeah, the price is the difference. I was about to say that on Flacco because he just came back late in the season and won that award. Is there somebody obvious who should win it? McCaffrey?
They usually give it to quarterbacks. The market, I can pull the market up right here. I know McCaffrey's the favorite. My question rhetorically was how close is Dak? And I know it was like McCaffrey, Dak 1-2.
Okay.
Got to find the awards tab, which I can't find right now on the book I'm looking at. But it was basically a 1-2 punch. It was McCaffrey favorite, and then I believe it was Dak. I just can't remember if Dak was 2-1 or 4-1. And then like Rivers is the 4th favorite now, which I...
That's awesome.
I love that award. Guys. To be honest with you, like ever since a guy died on the field and didn't win, it's just hard to handicap the market.
Yeah, that's a tough one. With Sam Paniadovich, Joey Bosa probably no chance. You know, nice little comeback season for that guy though. Hurt now.
Yeah. Although he looks good for Sunday, I think. He's not even listed.
That's good.
So
kind of important. Lots of big spreads this week, Sam, in week 15. And I hear you talking about teasers a lot and a couple of underdogs you like for that. How in general, maybe it doesn't work like this. Maybe it's just strictly game to game, but 2 touchdown favorites like the Seahawks and maybe the 49ers and the Eagles. I mean, big numbers.
Huge. 5 games now, double digit spreads, maybe 6, depending on what's up with Houston and Arizona. That's kind of straddling 10 right now, 9.5 more than 10, but yeah, 11.5, 13.5, couple games, 13.5, another game, 12.5. It's a lot. You know, I always spin it with teams that I don't trust making them bigger favorites. So Philadelphia right now is an 11.5 point favorite. You knock that to 17.5, I'd take the points. Why not? Especially when the total is 38. Like that's a big number to catch, 17.5 when the game's totaled 38. You know, it's all math. So what's Philly going to win? 35-0? It's probably going to be like 28-14 or 27-17, and then I'm going to cover 17.5. I would tease Vegas up for sure to 17.5. And how do you not consider a teaser if you're going to do a 2-team teaser and get the best price? Don't lay $1.50 on a teaser. Some of these books, $1.50, $1.60, it's insane. The local guy will give you a -110 or -120. Vegas up 17.5, and then how about Cincinnati to 8.5 at home against Baltimore?
Could see it. The Bills really did very little to slow down the Bengals on Sunday. Just a couple of interceptions to swing the game in the fourth quarter. The Heisman, is that tomorrow? Is it down to the
tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
They've bet a little Pavia, but every time they do, like the wise guys are betting Pavia like 12-1, 10-1. He was 5-1 last night. They just keep betting Pavia. And then you look up this morning and Pavia is back to 14-1, 12-1. So the bookmakers are saying it's Mendoza. And maybe there's some intel there. I mean, the votes are already cast. Maybe somebody's seen the ballots. The books want you to bet Pavia. Some guys are doing it. I don't know if they're going to keep doing it, but You know, the sharp book moves, the guys booking the bets are booking toward Mendoza winning.
Yeah, that's, we can't bet awards in New York State as it is, but when the vote is already over, it doesn't feel great betting on that.
No, I agree.
I voted for the Heisman for many years, and I think it was like a week ahead of time you had to get your ballot in. So somebody knows who won. I mean, that's, you would think so, right?
You don't want to leave that paper trail in your FanDuel account, Mike.
No.
Yeah. Like, if you were a voter, can you imagine?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Being a voter, and then they were able to like track your bets, specifically what time and date you place them, that'd be a problem.
Now I see. Yeah, no, it never crossed over, so I'm not, nothing to worry
His
about.
His days as a voter predates FanDuel.
What bets do you speak of? I don't know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, 1 year I didn't get it comes with like a program and there's a charity link you can do as a voter, and then there's the ballot and the instructions. And 1 year I didn't get it. And I just, a little bit of time went by and I wrote the guy like, hey, I just wondered why I didn't get my ballot. He's like, well, you're not allowed to vote anymore. And I said, oh, I think I might have followed up. Like, is there any reason? Like, what did it? He's like, well, We realized you didn't really cover college football. Okay. Well, that's fair.
That seems like it should be a qualification.
It should. Yeah. They were right. They were right to remove me.
At least you got that cool die-cast metal car from the Memphis running back.
D'Angelo Williams.
Williams.
Yeah. I was a voter, they would sometimes send me stuff.
Right.
But it was never anything like...
No, nothing super valuable, but it was, this was like a, whatever.
It sat right here for a long time. This little toy car from Memphis.
What did they send you, a bobblehead or a bag of cash?
No, this was like, a NASCAR... Like, not the, I don't know how big it was, but, something you could have on a desk or on a bookshelf.
Like a model car.
Yeah, that would show up, like if you were doing a hit with a bookshelf behind you, you'd see it.
Yes, it would be great on your bookshelf, Sam. Right by the mic flags.
And it was, but it was his jersey number and their colors, as I remember it. But it was like a NASCAR thing.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Got it. But before I forget, you guys, I brought up like, tracking bets and tracing bets and all that, and I was obviously kidding, but have you guys ever heard the story of how Calvin Ridley got caught for betting on sports?
I don't know. He had that, there was an article that he wrote later, but I don't know. I don't remember the story.
Well, they flagged, because like the NFL and the gaming boards, they share information, obviously. Like when anything fishy happens, a red flag goes up and the league gets informed. Well, Calvin Ridley, very brilliant. He signed up in a legal state with the name Calvin Ridley.
His own
name. That's how he got caught. He was making legal bets under his own name, and the league was like, sir, you can't do that.
I think I respect him for that. Jameson Williams was on a plane betting on women's basketball, I think, when he got suspended, something like that. Like, the plane counts as team space. So you're at the team facility when you're on the plane, if I remember right. Sam, enjoy the rest of your time in New York. Thank you, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right, guys. See you later.
Sam Panayotovich, who, by the way, you can read on, well, through his Twitter is easy, but also on the Fox site, he writes a weekly column, and this week's, we are both in it. We were quoted. I think maybe I was taken out of context a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
No. No, it was just a simple quote about Allen and the Bills, but I'd like to say that.
Okay. Yeah,
I've never quoted.
I have a big problem with how Sam positioned my quote. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
It was right after mine.
Yeah. It's saying basically the same thing.
He got us both in there.
Allen's the show.
Mike Giardi on the Patriots in about 15 minutes here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.